nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Welcome to a nationwide program on Radio Miraya. It's me, Gabriel Shadar, and today I have my guests in the studio, and we will be discussing updates on Turkeka. Recently, there was a conference that was held there, and that conference was supported and facilitated by a non-governmental organization and also two non-governmental organizations in partnership also with the government of the state there, the Central Equatoria and also the county there. And with me in the studio are James Lako Guy, Deputy Chairperson of Impact Rescue Committee. Welcome, James.
Oh, thank you.
And also Emmanuel Lako, Secretary of Impact Rescue Committee. Welcome.
Thank you, Gabriel.
And Moses Putia, representative of SEPO in Turkeka County. Welcome, Moses.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Yes, the conflict in Turkeka might be similar to the situation in many other parts of South Sudan, and lately, especially in the last 3 months, there was so much escalation, and people were displaced, houses burned down, and a lot of things happened. And as we speak now, one of the sections of Mundari is even having their cattle camps in up to Lanya there, and some of them are around Juba town here, and some of them are just back home there. So the situation has been really desperate, and people were wondering why is it so much escalating in Turkeka when people are trying to enjoy peace and settle. So before we start the discussion, I would like to have a short background about Impact Rescue Committee. And by the way, we can speak Arabic also, majority of people will be able more to understand Arabic than English. Yes, welcome. And any one of you from Impact Rescue Committee can start briefing us about what is Impact Rescue Committee.
Shukran, Sadar. في بداية بكون في correction بسيط. I'm not a deputy chairperson. I'm a secretary for information.
Secretary for information.
Information.
Okay, good.
Thank you for hosting us, Mirai FM, and we thank the listeners that are listening to us now. Impact Respond Committee, the GSIM, قام من مثقفي وشباب.
In impact response.
Respond.
Okay. Okay. I said rescue. Okay.
No problem.
Yes.
قام من مثقفي من أولاد منطقة بمشكلة مشاكل الموجود في مراهات تانا تامداري. وأصلاً الفكرة جاءت بعد سرعة طويلة جدا لأن المشكلة دي بدأ من شهر سبعة. 2020 في مراحات قريب من جوبا وزمن ده كان المشكلة ده كان بسيط جدا. حكومة كون لجان عشان يحاول يعالج المشكلة ولسه المشكلة ماشي قدام. الكوميتي ده حكومة هيلو كون كوميتي تاني برئاسة بيشوب بتانا تركيكا فول مودي فرجالة برضو ما في تقدم المشكلة ماشي قدام. تاني كونو كوبيتي برياشة مطران تقنيسة الداخلية في سنترو الإكوتوريا ده كوميتي الأخير الممكن تم تكوينه من حكومة. بوجودنا في تركيكا وبعد حادث تيوم 2 شهر 12 قريب من جوبينا شهر 12 يوم 8 الناس اللي كانوا موجودين في تركيكا كنا قاعدين في محل بدأنا شكل حوار إنه هسه بلد ماشي كيف بلد. طبعا جزء مننا كان سياسيين زمان في ديفانج ستيت وإيمانويل لير الشباب وفي قاعدة عسكريون الموجودين في منطقة. أصلا يوم 8 شهر 12 قمنا بفكرة إنه madama tinno tambata ko yin ta adat kabir min committees lijan min hakuma wal mushkila maga hil wa hina ka abna muntika ujuzu minna na kan kadam fi hakuma ta wilayatar kai ka inda na tajarub kif na hilu mashakil ta mundare minu alfikra intelakh nips yom 8/12 na fakar na inno khalas fi manati garib min terkega kalenda mchilomba risala leanno fi hakuma karras aljesh ashani gaddim bagar le terkega ufi asna tegdim ta bagar fi nas dari hajim le bagar gunne nabda be manati gal dari hajim le bagar ukan fi muntika garib min terkega ismu lojora yan hekayat 5 kilometer min terkega gunna namci la jamaadel net kala maam lanu kunna majmu ma ka wanna nufusna fi jism gunna al maym nasiju sabah nas to go mutemshi ashan yakdar net kala ma jamaale nak lanan na awladum beneji kanas mutawin bas budun takhlif min aizol kois inda nanas juzu min akhwanna lindu imkaniyat ajara rabat humashena مشينا لو جورا اتكلمنا مع جماعة ورنوم الحصل كان في شباب لما نفوسهم بمجموعات كبيرة جدا جو من برا عشان اتدعى لبقر في شارع وجيش الفات عندهم تعليمات انه كان عوغو منهم زول جيش وبوليزة كان عندهم تعليمات كان عوغو منهم زول ممكن يروت بمسل قلنا خلام ده بكون قطر لشاب بتانا إلا ندكال بعد ما مشينا لوجر اتكلمنا معهم كنا لقينا استقبال من مواطنين كان استقبلونا بطريقة كويس وسيما كلامنا بعد ما رجعنا من تركيكا قعدنا عملنا evaluation لميتنج داد وجانا سؤال انه بعد ما مشينا لوجر ماذا بعد دينا مشينا انه برو جمعنا افكار انه كان وقفنا في منطقة واحد ما بكون عملنا حاجة إلا كلينا استمر لكل مناطق حول الشارع لأنه كان بقى في عملية نهب في شارع وفي حاجات كثيرة ما كويس بعد ذلك قعدنا كوننا نفوسنا باسم Impact Response Committee وبرئاسة هونربول لودو بيليب جنبك هاسوما موجود وفواحد أبو تشولي كان ياو نائبو برضو هاسوما موجود wa Emmanuel Lokotombe secretary wa Ray Shabab kan naib secretary wal mayim ka wanda maktab mintiza nafar lanu kan badana adad na kan kulu 13 ka wanda maktab mintiza unna badana nalif hawal manatik tana al fashaware bad mashil na izin min amin alam المسؤول من إدارة كاونتي قال لنا go ahead وبرضو ويتسأل مع حاكم في جوبا حاكم قالوا كان في أي مبادرة قام من ابن منطقة من أجل السلام قال ليش تمر قمنا لفينا مناطق كلها ولا شارع لقينا ديمان من مواطنين إنه الكبار يتو جايبينه كويس لكن ما بكون كفاية لأنه في قتال داير فنوس أبناكم وفنوس أولاد دفعاتكم شباب في مرحات إذا كان عندكم قدر تقدر تجيبوا شباب دل ما بعد يتبكون أملت فايدة ده كلام ناس قلنا خلاص ده كويس أفكار ده كويس في مناطق كان حصل فوقه نزاعات بسيط في وجود حاكم كان في تركيكا قلنا نبدأ بناس ذاك زمان مشينا لهم قالوا خلاص عشان يقدر يعمل الشارع وبكون في السلام إلا اللي ممكن أسرتين وجوناني وبرانغا يو نزمنا ما شيلنا معلومة من ديل ومشينا لاتجاه تاني وافقوا إنه
اللي مم so إنت كن process طويل until into you to the conference with العملتو قبل أسبوع ده مش كده
يعني طويل شديد
نحن بننط طوالي للكونفرنس اللي تعمل ده ونمشي لإيمانويل الكونفرنس اللي انتو عملتو ده اتكلمتوا حاجات كتير أي حاجة عنده
root causes, into history, into background. And we have talked about that. Let me summarize what James Lako was saying, that this committee, which is called Impact Response Committee, was formed out of an initiative by members, intellectuals, and former officials of Terekeka County, and also from the defunct Terekeka State. And they were 12, but they formed an office of nine-member committee. And that initiative started on December the 8th, 2020, when they have seen that it's something remarkable that intellectuals and people from the same area are launching this, which is something that is recommendable and is needed from every educated people in any area that is seeing conflict to start something like this, instead of waiting for conference, I mean government and NGOs and all to do this. Now, a quick update, a summary from Emmanuel Lako about what are the major resolutions from the latest conference according to your perspective as Impact Response Committee.
Thanks, Gabriel Sedar, and listeners of Miraya. The conference reached very many resolutions, but before we go to the conference resolution, we have what you call root causes that have actually driven so many violence. When we have been moving from area to area, we have collected so far many root causes. One of the root causes, and the leading one, is cattle theft and cattle raiding. In every cattle camp, there was conflict. Number two, restriction on cattle camp sourcing on issues related to loss and stolen traded cattle. Whenever you want to go after your lost cow, you find that there is restriction. You are not allowed to enter the cattle camp. Another root cause is conflict over water flowing and grazing land. So far, these people have a lot of animals, and there is competition over the grazing land and water flowing. There is one of the factors as a root cause, sexual assault or raping. Whenever there is a misunderstanding, these young people should rush to do so many negative things. And there is road blockages. People from very end far from Tijor are not allowed to come to the capital city, and some of them are not allowed to go to the town of Terekeka and the rest of the of the town. Yeah. And there is always injustice. We
can
found
turn
out.
Down the mic a little bit. Turn the mic, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is injustice in the customary traditional court as a root cause. There is also presence of arm in the hand of civilian, which become the factor of raiding. And there is high bright actually that has motivated young men to go and raid, so that you pay a lot of cows after a girl. Mm-hmm. And there is negative, harmful cultures which have contributed to the conflict. And there is poverty. And then, last but not the least, there is high rate of illiteracy in Terekeka. So these root causes make us to plan on how we should conduct the conference. So during the conference, people came out with the resolution. One of the resolutions of the conference, Article 1, said many delegates who have come actually to the conference decided and resolved unanimously to stop violence. Remember when there is fighting, people were shooting guns, people were beating themselves, there is violence. So at that very evening, on that 17, around 5 p.m., people completely agree that there be stopping of fire and shooting of the gun. Resolution number 2 said all the raided cattle, goats, must be returned back to their rightful owners. Article number 3 of the conference said let there be facilitation on return of kettles, raided cattle and goat. And this should be, and there should be formation of mobile court that will be supported by organized forces to facilitate the return of the stolen and raided cattle. Number four, on the restriction and inception of the cattle camps, the conference resolved that there will be unrestricted charge of all cattle camps of the stolen and raided cattle. Article number 5 of the conference on road blockers and looting. The conference resolved that all the FATs and the main road should be opened with the immediate effect as of Sunday 17 January 2021 to allow the pre-movement of pastoralists, passengers and everybody who is using the road. Article number 6 of the conference about firearm. The conference resolved that there would be a comprehensive and inclusive disarmament nationwide. Resolution number 7 of the conference on justice. The conference resolved that government should facilitate judicial system to deliver effective judgment on issues related to cattle theft and raiding. Resolution number 8 of the conference on crime. The conference resolved that all suspected criminals should be brought to book. Article number 9 of the conference on destruction. The conference resolved that burning of the villages, struck houses, and looting of properties should be stopped with the immediate effect of 17 January 2021. The last resolution, number 10 of the conference on negative harmful cultures, for example, initiation of the youth. The conference resolved that all negative and harmful cultures should be abolished with the immediate effect on 17 of January 2021. These are the resolutions agreed upon during the conference.
Yeah, quite a strong resolutions, as I can hear there. And the question now for you is, how much are you, who initiated this one, how much are you satisfied with these resolutions?
Thank you. We, as the pioneers of this body and the son and daughters of Terekeka County, this conference quite unique because what we actually realized so far is we have brought the real fighters, the real team leaders who have been fighting. So the number of the targeted real fighters was 300 young men, and all of them attended. But then the number of the people who attended the conference, including the Vice President, Honorable Governor, almost like 3,000. So this big attendance, and then the conference was actually concluded with the performance of the traditional ritual by the chief and the elders of Mundari community, that they used to do some ritual when the village or the community has gone astray. So this reassured us that at least this conference is quite unique.
Okay. Thanks, Emmanuel Laku, and also before there was James Laku guy. Emmanuel Laku is the secretary of Impact Response Committee, and James has clarified that he is the secretary of information for the same committee. With us in the studio is a member of SEPO. SEPO, you have been active there on the ground, and also you are a son from the area. You are from the area, and these are also your age mates. So how do you look about the way forward after this conference and these wonderful resolutions? One can see that some of them really need a lot of work to be achieved, and some of them are very easy to be achieved.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gabriel Joseph Shadar, for giving me this opportunity. As far as civil society's work is concerned, before I come to how I think about the conference, I want to also tell you about our contributions, what we have been doing as civil society. Another Nerikis Biarabi, Ashan Nas, Pitet, and Akfil Waka, Fiterkeka, Ashan Kedefam, Washan Ishilu Maluma. Dorna Kamokshama Almedeni, Anna Kanbia Molotoya, the Griban Fi Alifen Tisatashar La Alifen Ishrin. Amalna Yani Toya, Pimugata, the defunct Terkeka estate. Lakin Makan Kifaya Lihanu, Anas Al Masikin Asil Haku Kotar. Obaden manatik de behit mabat, and that was a challenge. Number two, almawarit kan ma kifaya, ashan nadoru kan fi shuno fi mogatata la kulu. Lakin hamal natoya fi teriga bita warsha amalat o teriga bita social media hamal natoya jiden ashan kef mashakil kan igif o hamal natoya bardo fi rawaidi. They can live now ka mokshamal medeni haj ashitani anna kan be wodi tegrirat an mashaklat kan shupna enu fi early warnings quest masalan enu tijatani bili moder wujumo tijatani anata wale bitesil mahakoma ashan kep au musulin bitam kan fiterkeka wala pi wilaya ashan kep tawale itesil ma jamada ashan wujumata alkan bihasal kede mahasal de haja hamalnau bardu ashitani anna gait na amolo hiwar ma tenfizin tenfizin pi marhala muktelifa ze marhala fi wilaya o pi marhala fi mogata o fil fi amat yani annabi bi hawir annabi amlu hiwar maum unna gipush we used to push them shen kef inu yani itkala mayal al der yani amlu tajumat shen mshi shul ya jimo au yamlu ujumat ma manatik al okora udedor amalnao ashitani anna zatu indi nargam juzu min al ruasa bita shabab bita murat ka tija bita kobra tija bita yangwara tija bita tale tija bita tijor indi na juza yani min warsha malata malnao gidirna shalu kan argam bita telefonat bitam unna kan gitesil anna gukeli maum mubashir enu mashakil da ma kwes masalan mujmotani kan meshe aji motijatani lisa mujmotende kulu bifaget nas kwes umabu kun kwes la tijala lubi biajimu wale le tijala ala ajimu no. Chufta no. De toya malnao ashitani yani batal mashakilat da kulu kwes batal mashaklat mine alifenti satashar lehasi yani gidirna itkala ma munazamat kwes humanitarian agencies al mushkila when al humanitarian agencies marashan be respond le issues kasten le nasal displaced particularly children women and the elderly u minasap lian humbikalam inu yani anything to do with communal conflicts is not supportable. Mamun mobi support. Okay? Ude risala gui ana der worile shabab betatna algasuma. U kasten juzum in siasin, al bisiasu hajad zeda kitil u hajad tajomuat kwes neseji nas betai shabab. And enu mafe manfa few kulukulu mafiu haja mafi faida la siasi bita korbra la siasi bita yangwara la siasi bita tale ita bita stefit fi haja zeda mafi manfa fa ashitani yani livna dor shese ragma inu mafi jidia wes ragma inu mafi jidia pimunazamat ashan edamo kasten nasal turuju masalan mushkila tal awal finas bita korbra finas bita yangwara al fi zaman al umoni stabik when istibakat bita nas bita korbra u yangwara finas displace kwes yani jerenau anna jerepna ma munazamat lahadi dahamum lekin al dam de kan make fire lekin jerenau u geribanda fi mashakil al giriban al araguma kurejik unas displacement kurejik le hasi le ma le seven yani IDP centers nasdel they are really in a dire situation wouldn't be kalam ka mokshama al medeni inu yani munazamat al insania kede awil for the sake of the children and elderly and the women, let them be supported. Yeah. IDPs are stranded at Atalan, Pimauna, fi Jengeli, Pigurei, okay, Pikabu, Malat Barabara al Muktelifa. These people need to be supported. And somebody who dies in a civil war doesn't have any different with somebody who is displaced by intercommunal or intracommunal conflict.
Yeah. I wonder
Talik bitai fi resolution au fito siad bita muktamar al hasal fiterkeka last week. Da bokon muktamar nimre tisa au nimre hidashar min terkeka kuntakan mogata jaro gau wilaya wo jari jao tane hasile county de tegriban 9 or 11 conference number 11 we shifted ta kanayenu to siad bitam to siad de almost the same quest nefsu to siad de sawa wo bikerero hata na kanamulo mutamar tane bukora and it kerer fi nefsu to siad lakin al mushkilat na wen fiten fis lakin ana indu hop kasten fi mutamar hala hasal giribande wana yani morta wana bi aidu kwes wana bweddi mobrukat haki le IRC lian hum gam baraum bidun dambi ta munazamat bidun dambi ta hakuma lekin gidir gam barau kayal bita muntika ashan ya will enu mutamar da hamulo nefsa bitao ana I really congratulate them on that as civil society yani rohode kede istemir we need to depend on ourselves anna kedema tekile munazama wule tekila hakuma anna can be bidun moyo bidun arabia bidun na will enu na wagipu iya mashakil alder gom this is my message number one. Number two, asik amala mutamar ujina betosiat kwes lekin sabab gibela na bukelim ana gale I'm hopeful and optimistic. Why? Because ana shufta this conference was very unique in the sense that nasal umoni agi dugu bundukia fi morate nagde ya jimbo ata nasal tanin maugin kwes abukerengat jabo wana enu de wori enu manatu siadu mashakil zato umoni yao nasa alijibu pi mutamarenak. Number two, fi traditional rituals amolo udak de condition woman de ane halifa traditionally hale kanumon rija seregu badun umon mader rija abugara lemon seregu manatu hayazal muda lom wana shuftu kop pial de fiyombe ta mutamar ashitani ana shuftu yani organized law enforcement agencies police, jes, amni, kan gaidin mojudin, wakan zatu adidu yalde, wana shuftu yalde kan kafu, and I am hopeful that yalde, yani mutamar de, aikuni ndu perik min mutamara tanin alhasal. Akir risala betai, anader na shup inu, yal betamorade, salatin betamorade, umon kederi jao bugarde, biduna kuma mayemshi fi mora. Liano de hajalumon kan rudu pi motamarenak enumon baraum birija pi moratenak bilima bugarde ubirijaule le siadum kande tali wala kande yangwara wala kande korbura umona yerja lebat abugara lumon serego and this is has to be done by them umon yake de nefisu shitani al mushkila fil justice aluo aluo yani
adala
shufta na manzoli yeserik na manzoli yektul zolu mai jibu figanun deza hatu bisheje yani bisheje kitil ubuseje state of lawlessness fil wilaya au fil mogata bitaterkaka fa anena kamukshama almedeni bitkalam inu zol kan katulu zol kwes mini bada min yombe tamotamar lelgedam haja tane zol la katul zol tawali kedego budu ijibu pe makama uzol al seregu bagar beta zol ijibu igo budu igo fulu pe makam aja de fi bisijin ashan tanin de na manchuf inu zol al katul zol zol al arame seregu go budu kutu fisijin tanin de bukab badi du jo umon bekaf. This is we want to make sure that rule of law exists. I think if I will be having the last minute later.
Yeah, I think we also we are pressed with time. And now you have gathered like 300 young people who were from the groups that were really fighting and fighting one another. And also the whole attendance was 3,000 people. This is a huge gathering. And even in Juba here, you can't hold a conference where you can bring 3,000 people into one place. And the, with these promising the outcomes, we have seen, like even at the level of the country, when we had the peace agreement, and the peace agreement required a lot of mechanisms, a lot of bodies working on these. And that is the question I bring to the Türkiye example, Türkiye model. What is going to sustain these commitments? Because it is very easy to say, yes, I'm committed to this, but it's the same people who will go tomorrow and violate. And somebody who has not been there will go and say, and then he will just shoot somebody there, and he will just take somebody's cow and run away, and he will also... maybe consuming alcohol and all this make noise. So the question is, what will be at the stake if some of these things are not going to be implemented? If people continue just killing themselves, what will be at the stake for the people of Türkiye? I'll give each one of you like 2 minutes to answer this. Let me start with James Lakogai.
Yeah. Shukran, Gabriel Joseph. طبعا في كل سلام لازم في ناس ممكن بيعمل violation لكن الفريق هنا لأنه قبل ما نقوم بمؤتمر كان في لجنة كوينو من قيادة العامة كجيش بتاعنا في جنوب السودان كل ضباط المناولات مداري كان في كوم بطريقة رسمية إنه يمشي البلد ويحل المشكلة هنا بنشوف إنه ده بيكون واحد من دافع ممكن يدينا قوة عشان ينفذ بعض من التوصيات وبرضو لما جبنا الريبورت لحاكم بتاعنا عمل سكريتي ميتنج بصورة وكون قوات بيكون موبايل بوس الممكن بدور في مرحلة كيف يتابع مع كوميتي تنفيذ تا مقررات المؤتمر لأنه كنا دارين نتنازل خلاص لأنه دورنا عملناه لكن حكم قالوا لا تستمروا وفي قوة هيشتغل معكم وأنا متأكد القوة في التكوين والليلة مواطنين بتاعنا في كوريجيك بدأ يرجع لمحلاتهم وده علامات التنفيذ وأول امبارح جينا من تركيكا مشينا في ميدان عملنا انفكشن في كوريجيك وبرضه مراحات كان اشتبك من اسكوريجيك رجعنا منه موتر واحد كان شالوا موتر من مواطنين تاكوريجيك الموتر رجع سيدو استلم نفس يوم وده حاجات الممكن بدينا عمل انه في تنفيس واسا مراحات الفلانية برضه ضربوا لنا تلفون امبارح انه لموا كمية كبير من بقر عشان يرجعوا لسيدو بكرة حكومة ولاية ورئيس بتاعنا تاكوميتي ماشي لانيا عشان يشهد في تنفيذ الأمر حاجة بسجانة إنه دوره ممكن نازل ما برجع لمشاكل الفي لأنه في دعم قوي من حكومة نائب رئيس اللو جيمس وانيقا يتأحد إنه لازم الكونفرنس يتم تنفيذه بأظافره وبرضو حاكم بتاعنا جد عشان كده هو بنفسه قايم ماشي لانيا عشان يصرف لبعض من تنفيذ التوصيات ده بنفسه كغفنا ده بدينا دافع انه
خبر جميل
ممكن التنفيذ بيعمل
خبر نفسه. جميل ناخذ برضه من ايمانويل لاكو
ثانك يو سيدار one of the implementation metric and mechanism that we have actually laid down. During the last day of the conference, we have formed 11 subcommittees. 11 subcommittees that are going to help the government and the committee to implement the resolution. And these subcommittees are from the right people from the grassroots level. They know who have raided the cattle, who have looted the properties, who have do this and who have done that. So they will report to the government, to the committee, and in the implementation matrix, we also have clearly put down the responsibilities and the actors. Like there are resolutions that can be implemented by the national government in cooperation with the state government and the county authority. And there are resolution work can be implemented right from the cattle camp keepers. Mm-hmm. And there are the resolution that can be implemented by Mondari community. Mm. Because something to do with the culture that have becoming now negative and harmful have to be implemented by the Mondari community themselves. So this Infact Response Committee that we name IRC are the group of young men. Most of them are intellectuals, most of them are military personnel, most of them are former politicians like James himself. So we will never relax if this resolution are not implemented, because it was from us. We have confronted the situation when it was very hot. So by this time, we are actually calling on everybody to come in and help us implementing this resolution conference. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it sounds so that I'm left with like 3 minutes. SEPO's coordinator, Interkeka, Moses Putia.
Yes. A result, bukun kala ate. One, another rit kala ma shabab eta morat. Kanumon ba sumana. Another nagulom enu pimota mare naku mona giri enu umon birija bugar. Wasa anna bada suma enu mon bada lima bugar. Fija fi fitijatu alikumu kulumon fogo. Roho dege de semir. Kumon kede mobilize bugar de kede mon ria rija lesi adum. Baden asile hakeda usko. Mutu katulu badunde kifaya. Domal dafak de kalas kifaya. Resulti bardu le nas musakafin usiasin bitatna. Anina kede wehidu zema IRC amolo. Mu yani siasin pijuba. Pitarakeka nas kede neshik maba. Nas kede mait gasam. Yani teksimat de kede sibu. Washa na waja mashakil bita intra-communal and inter-communal conflicts bita rakeka de kajisi muahit muahat. Washa mashakil de igib. A resulti, my third message to the organizing, to humanitarian agencies. We have done our level best. We were able to push some agencies to respond with non-food items and some smaller foods. But let these people be helped with another food so that they can go back to their places, as the IRC committee has said, in Ufinas Kalas Girija. Let these people be supported with food and non-food items so that they go back and restore their lives. Lastly, but not the least, I want to also appeal to development organizations such as UNDP, FAO, and many others that have the development grants. The reason as to why these cattle camps or these cattle keepers continue to migrate from Terekeka to Juba, Western Equatoria, is because they are looking for water, and they don't have, particularly in central Terekeka and western Terekeka, there is need to support construction of water catchments so that these people don't migrate. We are going to follow up this and appeal to, and also come up with the projects And they have to support us. They have to support us. They have to support the community. They have to support the local organizations so that water catchments are provided. The other resolutions to organizations is that education. Leanu na get target yal bita nas al gisha kela de. Yal bita nas de kede let kede abino madaris. Okay. Kede abino madaris, let there be education funds specifically for Terekeka, ashan kep yal bita Terekeka al yal sokarde kede agara ashan mok bitomon bigero mayamolo ajat ale abuat bitomon gamolo.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I think the emphasis should be that any conflict is happening, the first people to be harmed are the same people of the same area. The longer people are in loggerheads, whether it is in Rumbek, whether it is in Warab, in Tony, in Terekeka, in Bor, it is the same people that are locked into a vicious cycle where there will be no hope. And they would see other people are developing. Other places in the world are developing because they have peace. So maybe my own message to our people is that if people continue fighting one another, hating one another, we are the losers. And if you stop that, we will be winning. So there is no harm of resorting to courts and all that kind of things.
I have one message to give.
30 seconds? Yes, 30 seconds, yeah.
I want the commissioners appointed. There is power vacuum in the counties, not only in Terekeka, but in the all counties of South Sudan. Whole year, the whole of 2020 was wasted without local governments. Let the commissioners be appointed.
Yeah. Thank you. Seconds to Emmanuel Lako.
Thank you, Joseph Gabriel Sidar. My message to our neighbors of Terekeka County as the deputy secretary for this program and the youth leader, We are willingly to apologize that during the conflict, our conflict, we are fighting ourselves, Mundari community, and it affects everybody around Juba, Rokon, Lanya, and people are passing along the road. A lot of them have chef apology because normally when there is fighting, the whole ground affected. We are actually not intentional to harm them, but this is the conflict situation. Number two, my message to my fellow youth who are in the town, let us convene ourselves to address these issues together, because the conflict within the cattle keepers are now affecting us in the town.
Yeah.
So we need to manage our resources, the cattle, we need to manage our resources, the land, we need to manage our resources, the water, because we need to share these limited resources with the good faith in order to accommodate all of us, because we are brothers of the same mother, the same father.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. 30 seconds, the James, 30 seconds, exactly. Yeah.
Shukran. Ana resalti bemchi lab namandare. Kan musakafin, kan salatin, kan kulu nas talaba, nas minterekeka. Bemubadar al ehna gamnabo, ukan zemaguto bada betalatashar naman wisilna, arba utalatin, ufinas tanin masa jalnam. Ehna der kulana nasahim, tetenfis, tamwararade, kan betelefon, tetkalam bahuk, tetkalam bamunuino, dorde. لازم بكون في سلام لانه بالطبيعه البشر في ناس معارضين لحاجه كويس كان في زول معارض برا هناك اخوي اختي زمان ده بكون فات للمعارضه هنا كله نرجع لسورة السلام عشان بلن نلقى سلام شكرا
شكرا جيمس لاكو شكرا إيمانويل لاكو وموسس بوتيه لمشاركتكم في نيشن وايد ديسكشن اور اليوم وده كان له الحديث بتاعنا في نيشن وايد اليوم وكنت معكم كابري شدار على راديو براي إلى اللقاء